from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Now to the rock news. Some controversy here.
Yeah.
The Army is having buyer's remorse after an $11 million marketing campaign with the United Football League and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
By the way, I could have told the Army and saved them $11 million. Great idea to partner with the UFL.
Well, I think it's more The Rock. It's not the UFL.
But the partnership was with the United Football League and then through The Rock.
Yeah, they could have partnered with his tequila company and had some better success there.
See, I know. Well, maybe. But I think The Rock. I mean, I just think the UFL is probably the only way they get to The Rock.
Yeah.
But this is about The Rock.
Sure.
Because it's the Army. So The Rock, you know, big tough guy, he's out there saying, hey. Yeah.
He's got a giant social media following.
Enlist in the Army.
Hey.
So the high-dollar, high-profile deal likely didn't lead to a single new recruit in the Army and may possibly have had a negative impact on finding new enlistments. Internal documents and emails reviewed show. The service may even seek to get some of its money back.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're. I saw an article where I think they're seeking 6 of the 11 back.
Yeah, because they said that
he's got millions of followers.
Millions. He has almost 400 million followers. Yeah, it's 396 million. This is just Instagram.
And he's always promoting things. Like, he is, no matter what he's doing, and he does some fun stuff on there, but everything is a promotion. And I mean everything.
So they value each of his social media posts at $1 million. And they were expecting him to have 5 posts. Yeah. He only did 2.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, we want our money back. They're saying that it was so catastrophic, this deal, it led to a projected loss of 38 enlistments.
38 people decided not to enlist.
You know what? I'm not going to be in the Army. Thanks, Rock.
Something fell in the Rock. I don't know how you figure that out, but that is
ready
awesome.
To fight for my country. Hold on 1 second here. The Rock is hawking this now? No, no, no.
Hold on, everybody.
By the way, this is a major problem. We do not have...
No.
We don't have soldiers. We don't have people that are enlisting. And I guess we don't have people that... we've had to keep lowering standards. And we still can't get people with physical standards to get into the military. No one wants to do it, and no one can do it. It's a major thing.
Army planners use various metrics to judge whether time and money could be better spent in other efforts. And the effort and resources spent on the UFL were seen by the service as a net negative for recruiting.
You got to admit, that's got to be embarrassing for the Army and The Rock. That someone pays you $11 million and you end up losing them 38 recruits?
I got to say,
America, yeah!
It is a little surprising that he lost. I mean, he should have fulfilled his...
Yeah. What if he knew it was a disaster and was like, I can't do this. Well, and it's such a weird thing, like... I don't know what would get people to enlist anymore.
Well, look, if I said to you, hey, the Army really needs people, let's get a big, high-profile celebrity.
He would be a pretty good one.
Dude, he's like top 5.
Yeah. Well, did you see, too, that their previous venture that flopped? The $11 million is one thing. They spent almost $90 million to sponsor a NASCAR car. And they believe it led to exactly $90 million. They said that it didn't lead to one confirmed, enlistee.
Yeah.
$90 million. And they thought that, the NASCAR one would be good because, look, I'm not trying to poke a bear or anything. A lot of the military recruits come from Southern families, right? It is a blue collar, Southern, poor, kind of thing that it tends to be the demographic. It's not a lot of, urban area, high income families. And so they thought the NASCAR thing, which obviously kind of pedals to, you would think, kind of more of a Southern blue collar thing. I guess it was an unmitigated disaster.
Probably because they're all older, not all, but mostly older, mostly out of shape.
Well, and they're
fat, uneducated, pure.
Well, and they were saying, too, that, like, they don't know, like, all their ads are still very much TV-based, like the old, some of those old military ads were really cool.
Yeah, the one with, like, Marines fighting a dragon or something like
and
that.
And they're saying that none of the people they're trying to reach watch any of that crap anymore.
That's right. They say that in here.
And they're just out of touch.
Well, they just don't, television isn't a thing.
Yeah.
No one has to watch commercials.
For them. Well, I don't know what you do to try to get kids in the Army.
Apparently it's not...
It's not that.
It's not
The Rock.
With The Rock and the UFL.
My kid had it. So my kid dated a girl that was in that had enlisted. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of went down this road for a brief.
Thought about it?
Yeah. Well, we were in we went to the thing.
The office. Yeah.
And we were sitting down in there. I was livid because it just, the whole thing, their pitch was bad.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, he does not want to do this. He's doing this because this girl. Yeah. Like, this is, all of this is wrong. But, you kind of have to hear him out.
You got
to
let him see,
Yeah. But it was not, I was not impressed. Let's put it that way.
And I feel like there used to be a huge incentive of like, oh, well, it's a good way to get your education paid for. But now there's so many other ways. It's been proven that either one, your education doesn't equate to what you're going to make in the real world, or you don't need it to do trade jobs and things like that. Like, that's not an incentive anymore.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is right, but I've heard these staggering numbers. Someone on the Vancouver Four text line saying 70% of Americans of age can't qualify physically. I do know that there's a couple guys that I follow that are old military guys. Like David Goggins talks about this, and Tim Kennedy, that we have already it's a small pool of people because of the age thing. But when you add in the physical requirements, we just don't have kids that can do it, even if they want to do it. Like, the recruiters have to turn people away, and there's not many of people that are showing up. So it's a real crisis in our military.
Have you seen a high school PE class recently? Yeah, there's like two or three kids that are good athletes.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't know what we do. I don't know what we try. You know the number one recruiting tool that was for the U.S. military that worked? Do you know? They say it was.
I'm gonna guess like they use girls or something.
Top Gun.
Oh.
Top Gun, that movie, was the best. They say it was the most successful recruiting tool in modern military history.
The first one or the new one?
The first one.
Yeah. Well.
When Top Gun came out, and to be fair, like, my stepbrother and me went and saw that movie when we were little. I wanted to be a pilot, and then I ate my way out of the cockpit, and football took me in a different direction. He ended up joining the Air Force and becoming a pilot. There are a lot of people, and I know, like, nowadays, like, people look back on that Real Pilots and they mock Top Gun. Look it up, dude. That thing, because the military agreed to lend their jets and their support to that movie, and it was phenomenal, which is why they bent over backwards this last time to do Top Gun Maverick, and it didn't have the same. And that's the other one, too, is, like, I just don't know if kids today think the military is cool.
I don't think, I think largely they do not.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, F that.
Yeah. When I was growing up, I can see in a different life. When I was growing up, I really thought the military was cool. I thought going to Annapolis and joining the Naval Academy or going out to West Point, I thought that was a really, really, and I still do. I think the people that go do that, I'm in awe of them. And there was always part of me that like had a desire to do that. But again, I was an offensive lineman. I had other things and it just didn't.
Well, the problem is, I just don't think they spend enough money every year. It's only $776 billion in the defense budget. I mean, they're kind of strapped for cash. I don't know how. I mean, that's the first problem. You want to get recruits, You got to get more money. Steal that guy's money.
What if we started taking some of that $1 trillion and just paying people a lot of money to go do it? Because it feels like the number one thing to incentivize anyone is just pay them a bunch
of money. You want to be a soldier? $100K a year. Let's go.
I think it's going to take
more. Not in the budget.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
But I do. Like, I contend when we were growing up, and certainly the generation before us, the military was a noble, really cool thing. And I just don't think it is anymore, to where The Rock or NASCAR ain't moving that needle.
If you went to every high school in America and you said you can make $100K right out of high school, no college education, would that work?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it would help. But yeah. Here's the, and I've heard this so many times from friends I know that are vets, and here's one. As a vet, unless you're dirt poor, I wouldn't recommend it. I got treated like dirt. There are a lot of people I know that are in the military or that were in the military and do not speak, especially if you're just a regular enlisted guy, you didn't go to one of the academies.
I think the word's out on that. Yeah. Like, I feel like if you have your ears open, your eyes, you've been paying attention, you know that it's not what they say it is when they pitch you.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
So you have to be ready for that. But it could be good for some people. I have a family member, a young kid who's 21, 22 now, who's in it and is really enjoying it. And it was great for his life because his life was not going the right way.
It can straighten you out.
It really was good for him. But there just aren't enough of those.
Nope. And then someone else says boys are fat, attached to their phones and phony video games, not military material. There is a real problem with that too, 100%. So we've kind of got a confluence of things coming together where... there was an article I read like a week or so ago saying that if we got into a hypothetical, you know, world war, you know, where you had Russia, China thing, we don't, like a massive one, we don't have soldiers.
That's a good thing most of those are going to be solved by buttons from here on out.
I hope so.
Robots, baby, robots.
You imagine if we instituted a draft and we started pulling people that didn't want to be in the military?
People are
flags, trucks, balls,
people just start eating their way out of qualifying.
You see all these videos too of like the super lib kids that are like, draft me, see what happens. I'm like, yeah, you realize that's a felony, right? Just you can't.
America,
that would never happen. I'm like, it did happen, and it wasn't that long ago. It's called Vietnam. Just saying, like they can do that. Some guy with cat ears that's like, I'll go fight in the war as Mr. Whiskers.
Well, he might, you know.
It's terrifying.
He might take some bros out.
He might ask you to take your shirt off.
Mr. Whiskers is out there with a rocket launcher.
Take off your shirt and throw me. All right. Well, anyway, The Rock sucks.
He can't get kids to enlist, and I don't know.
Look, if The Rock can't get kids to enlist, that's a problem.
It ain't gonna be me.
Could Sydney Sweeney do it?
Yes.
If you put enough of her in the military.
Put her in the ads.
Well, this part is my Hookers for Heroes program. Maybe we do. Like, I still contend that would have solved, like, most of the mass shootings. Maybe this solves our problem, and we...
Yeah, you're right. If you want to make the military the coolest thing on the planet, or at least in the United States,
you enlist, I guess, and then that happens.
You pay them, not even $100,000, $75,000 a year right out of high school, and we're going to get you laid.
Yeah.
Those two things.
That's right.
You will have a line around the block.
As part of basic training. Hey, you wake up and you do PT. Guess what's part of PT?
Now here's an AR. That's go right. Kill people.
I think we just solved the military crisis.
I think we did.
We did. America, yeah!
Sign right here. We wrap it up next on The Fan.
Yeah, flags!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.